pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It is St. Patrick's Day, and Danny is going to take all my will to not do a bad St. Patrick's, you know, little thing here like everybody else tries to do on St. Patrick's Day. But you know, somewhere we're just accidentally going to break into a St. Patrick's Day deal. Welcome to the St. Patrick's Day edition of the Doug and Danny Show, extended edition today from 11 to 1 at Cunningham's Journal in the downtown Kearney Center. And boy, are we going to have a great show for you today. Not only is the NCAA tournament, and that's the beauty of St. Patrick's Day, the NCAA tournament always seems to be going on. The last 4 years, it's been going on. Well, this year, no, because it hasn't started yet, so we have all the brackets to take a look at. You know, not maybe so much maddening about who's in and who's not in, but more about what's going on with the seeding is where I would like to just have a little discussion. But overall, we'll talk about that. Also, national champions, Mark Bauer, head wrestling coach at UNK, is going to join us live here at Cunningham's. That's right, national champions, Daddy.
Yeah, something I think that these guys envisioned a dream early in the year with injuries and stuff that took place to this team. I don't think they maybe even believed it heading there. But they came together, somehow able to escape 108.5 to 108.
Tervell, DeLognev, Brett, all good national champions for the second time. This is back-to-back for DeLognev. Of course, being on the Doug and Daddy Show, you would expect nothing less as they joined us last week.
Well, you expect nothing less, and the same goes for Tony Hobson.
Tony Hobson will be joining us right around the noontime. They practice from 11 to noon. We're going to talk to him right after that. They play the number one team in the country, Ozarks, out of Missouri, whose only loss is to UNK back in Hawaii in December. And so that is tonight, the other semifinal, Morningside at Northwestern. So three of the four teams are out of that GPAC conference in the national tournament. You'll be able to hear the game, 6 o'clock tip time, 5:45 pregame this evening on 1230 KHAS. So best of luck to the Hastings women. Tony Hobson will join us. Nebraska baseball has won 13 in a row. Will they get to play tomorrow and Wednesday? Will they get a doubleheader in Wednesday? Well, we hope there's baseball because we are expected to be joined by the head baseball coach at the University of Arkansas. Former Husker coach Dave Van Horn is expected to join us sometime today here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And with spring football just around the corner, UNK football coach Daryl Morris is also going to stop by here at Cunningham's, and we're going to preview the upcoming season. They've got a very young team, and so spring ball is going to be very important to the Lopers. And as spring ball gets going for Hastings, the Huskers next week, we're going to continue to cover all that. So Mark Bauer, Daryl Morris, Tony Hobson, Dave Van Horn, all expected to join us today, plus the NCAA tournament brackets. Here at Cunningham, stop by and see us, where they've got dollar green draws. They're taking donations to St. Jude's. If you can't help kids on a day like this, when can you help kids? You can help kids 365 days a year. St. Jude's, they're having a little fundraiser for that today as well, and a little donation. Why not? I mean, you can only drink so many green beers before you have to move on to the whiskey. I mean, the Irish whiskey. What are you going to do? Guinness drafts, $3.50. Killian draws, $2. We've got great music going on over the lunch hour here from Wild Clover. Happy hour later today from 4 to 8. They finished up breakfast. Now they're going to start serving lunch. They've got burgers here for you. Catch an ice-cold green draft. Just stop by and see us. Giveaways, good times here. We will be here from 11 to 1. The party's going all day long at Cunningham's Journal and Law.
What was going on with that griddle deal? They were cooking the pancakes.
Pancakes, green. I see.
I thought we were in Mongolian Grill when I walked in.
If I didn't have to work today, this morning, I wanted to be here and eat some of that breakfast, the green eggs, the pancakes, all the good stuff that they were serving. And it's just going to keep on. You got to have a little food if you're going to get after it today. You know what? Here's a day that I classify as one of my favorite terms from youth. And that is, and we'll take it to the next level, but that is the double drunk. That's right, the double drunk. You will see a lot of people that were here 7 a.m. in a variety of places throughout the United States getting after it early, maybe throwing some breakfast down, and, you know, maybe some beads need to be given away. But you got the double drunk going on. Then you go home at some point. You take a little nappy nap, and then you come out and enjoy it, you know, later this afternoon or this evening.
It's a 3.5-hour nappy nap.
And if you can hit the triple, then you need a cab. That's the number one thing. When you're doing your partying today, do it safely. There's plenty of folks that are designated driving. There's cabs. There's a fine way to do it. And, in fact, some of our closer friends live close enough to where we're at that they can walk. And hopefully everybody stays safe today. But, yeah, have a good time. Come down and see us at Cunningham's. Daddy, so much going on this weekend. UNK women almost put to the back burner. As we listen to the game from Whoopers and Hoopers as we were coming back on Saturday night from the slam dunk competition where, you know, the guy that won it had a 50-inch vertical jump. And we'll talk about that maybe a little bit later. But, you know, it sounded like an ugly game to watch. 31% shooting for South Dakota, 25% shooting for UNK, and it was just a battle where the number one team in the regional won it. And there's not a lot of love coming back for the teams from last year. In fact, as the Lopers end their season at 27-7, it's the second most wins in school history, which I guess at first thought I thought that shocked me because they have been so good for so long. Carol Russell, you know what? If somebody didn't say this a while back, you never know when you hire a coach if they're the right hire. Well, is Carol Russell the right hire or what? National Elite Eight last year went to the Sweet 16, round of 32 in the toughest region in the country, 27 wins. I know they wanted to get back home, but let's face it, they had a 10% chance. A 10% chance of getting back home. And she was right. Wayne State beat North Dakota, and that helped them out a lot. They needed to beat South Dakota. I think they would have won tonight, and they would have got back. But a great season, nonetheless, for the Loper women.
Look, you go back to last week. What was the one key to the game? You've got to make shots. You've got to have somebody step up and have a monster game. They were unable to do that. And, you know, you're facing a pretty darn good opponent, so credit some of the defense that South Dakota was able to put on the ladies as well. But, yeah, for all the success, you'll certainly work. You know, you certainly look back at this in a few years and realize how satisfying of a season. That's not going to ease the pain right now.
You know, I haven't been drinking much. I mean, I haven't been drinking today. Did you get better looking over the weekend?
No.
Okay, just checking. By the way, stopping by with a proclamation, I believe, from the city. From the city about UNK and the Elite Eight. You know, we have our employee and, of course, employee of the city, Councilman Randy Bushcutter, Kearney High pride is shining through. Randy, morning.
Yeah, especially after your little dissertation about the double drunk. That was I'm proud to be here, Doug. Proud to be here. Happy as always.
Just walked in the door. We're glad to have you with us. You know what? This seems to be another great time for sports in the community of Kearney and throughout the state. There's a lot of great things going on coming off the high school season, which we just got done calling a bunch of games, but Elite Eight next week. You know, UNK men and women maybe even did better than what a lot of people thought at the beginning of the year. The wrestling wins the national championship over in Hastings. They're doing great things. I'll tell you what, the Heartland Event Center starting to draw some things in Grand Island. Are we starting to flourish in the Tri-Cities a little bit?
Well, I think so, and I think this area has always been very good in sports. I mean, it's very a lot of interest. I mean, the Storm for years and years and years, one of the top draws in the USHL, that's fallen off on kind of some hard times.
I know
you didn't bring it up. But, you know, again, take a look at the attendance for high school athletics in this area and then compare it to Class A schools, other Class A schools from around the state. I mean, high school sports, college sports, really are kind of a big deal in this area, and I think it's a very, very big draw. The Mr. Basketball tournaments, you know, the different versions that Doug has, draw very well around here, and we had one of those kind of youth tournaments this weekend as well, and a lot of people coming to town for that sort of thing.
Yeah, they come to town for that sort of thing. Boy, Saturday, you could hardly drive down Second Avenue. I mean, you know, it's amazing when you do get that kind of traffic and stuff. The hotel rooms. I actually went out to eat on Saturday or on Friday night with my wife and another couple, and we get out to one of the motels. The venue's actually where we went to eat. Had a great time there. But the people sitting at the lounge in the bar area, they said, "Is it always like this?" And I said, "Well, you know, it's amazing how many of these hotel rooms are occupied on the weekends." But you know what? It was $89.99 a room in Kearney, Nebraska, and everything was sold out. They went to six or seven different places to find a hotel room in this town.
Yeah. Well, maybe they need to build a few more.
It really literally was standing room only. And around the corner, you got the Elite Eight tournament. And I think attendance this year will be even better than it was last year. And last year was one of the best in terms of attendance that they've ever had. without having a local team in it. You know, without having a local team, that's usually that big draw that the Division II has. But without a local team in it, it was one of the best draws that the NCAA has ever had in women's basketball. And the highest attendance ever for a Division II women's volleyball game was at UNK. I mean, we'll come out and watch it.
We don't have anything to do we, Daddy?
Yeah, we don't have anything to do.
Just want to let folks know Brendan Van Langen is expected to join us on the program later this week, calling some of the championships for ESPN. John McBride, the folks, will also be in studio. We will be live at the Elite Eight next Wednesday with the Doug and Daddy Show. After Daddy takes some much-needed vacation, I understand, he will join us as well. But there are so many great things going on right now. But, hey, the NCAA tournament. Bush, Daddy, you looked at this yesterday. You know, what stood out for you? Daddy, I'll start with you.
Well, what stood out to me is I think the first thing people around here looked at, who was coming to Omaha. And when you get the matchup of O.J. Mayo and Michael Beasley, two of the absolute sensational players in the country meeting on the court in the first round, you can go wrong. I have people, you know, people just think, can you believe that's one of the matchups we got? And I think you expected a team like Kansas State just from the proximity.
Right.
But to get a team from Southern California and to get Tim Floyd back in this area, what a great opportunity to go see him and see those two and the talent that they possess.
First thing that stood out in my mind was that they didn't do the number one seed any favors. I think North Carolina, their second-round matchup with Indiana, they didn't do them any favors. You know, that's not going to be an easy matchup.
Well, you know, another thing about you bring up North Carolina is, many people expected Tennessee to have an outside opportunity to get in that number one seed. Well, apparently Tennessee is the number eight seed.
Yeah.
Because that's the number two matchup North Carolina got.
They didn't touch on that enough in all the question and answer session yesterday. The only thing I can say is, because that's what I thought right away, but then maybe you're looking at where you're putting all the teams in the region. You know, you can only have so many SEC and moving teams around. But still, I think Tennessee got a raw deal. Daddy and I will make our predictions, of course, and talk about that on Wednesday, about who we pick and move on with the brackets. But there's going to be some good matchups. I guess the one thing that stood out to me, and then I even rethought this morning, you got Drake Western Kentucky. You got Gonzaga Davidson. Again, and they've done this the last couple of years, they keep putting the mid-majors against each other in the first round when possible. I mean, Indiana, Arkansas, they're an 8-9. Gonzaga Davidson, that's a 7-10. Well, why isn't Gonzaga playing Indiana and Arkansas playing Davidson? Well, you could knock out all those mid-majors, but also this way, I guess, if you're playing each other, some mid-majors are going to advance, and you give yourself a chance for maybe a Cinderella. But I don't care what anything says. Get rid of the polls if Butler, a top-10 team, is a 7-seed. That's just a slap in the face. I mean, that's just idiocy. That takes no brains. Why would you do that? Fine. You know what? It doesn't matter. You got to beat everybody anyway. Then make them a 4-seed like they're supposed to be. And that still puts them 16, a 4 or 5, whatever you want to do. But a 7, that's a slap in the face.
Well, I've slapped them in the face all year because I told you earlier and I told you often they have zero chance of winning this deal.
Well,
throw in Xavier.
But especially when they have to play supposedly more tough teams to get there. If you put them at 2 or 3, that was the deal with Gonzaga all those years. Well, you know what? If immediately you got to play the number 3 team out of the Pac-10 conference or the SEC right away, whereas what do we got as a 14 seed here, Randy? Let's just take a real quick look.
Stanford Cornell.
Oral Roberts. I mean, come on. You got Oral Roberts as a
Georgia.
14 seed. Georgia's a bobbly. Cal State Fullerton's a 14. I mean, you know, you're going to be a big favorite in most of those games. So I'm more in favor of kind of keeping along. Their RPIs are pretty good. It's not like they're coming into the tournament, not all of them, with 110. But you got Davidson and you got Gonzaga, and I think Davidson wins that game. I don't think Gonzaga is that good that year. But you got Drake in Western Kentucky. I think Western Kentucky could beat somebody. It could be Drake.
But, Douglas, you bring up Georgia, the team that just blew your theory up.
No, it did not blow my theory, because can they win the national championship?
But
no.
They got into the tournament with an opportunity.
And left somebody better at home. Left somebody better at home.
Well,
all the Arizona State whiners, you got left home, or Virginia Tech, you got left home because Georgia won yesterday.
Well, if you take away that automatic bid thing, that makes all that those great games we watched last week make all those games moot. Who cares who wins the Colonial? You know, now it's on ESPN, it's on ESPN2, it's on ESPN Ocho, whatever. But you have all those great basketball games that we saw all week last week. That goes bye-bye if you don't give away those automatic bids.
Well, here's the one thing I'll say as we move on to a break, and then Mark Bauer, national championship coach, will join us live. Nebraska's NIT game, for whatever it's worth, is on ESPN Classic. I better be able to watch that in Kearney, Charter. You yanked it away from us despite our pleas to keep it. And now a Nebraska basketball, a Nebraska event, I don't care what it is on ESPN Classic Wednesday night. I better be able to view that on Charter. What do we need to do? I'm not saying I'm going to come down there and pick at your place. I just want to know, what do we need to do to just watch that, to get that game and be able to watch that?
Sounds to me like you're going to have to go to a sports bar that's got DirecTV or Dish Network.
You know what? Maybe I'll just go to the damn game. What do you think about that? Nebraska, Charlotte, Creighton, tomorrow night is going to be taking on Rhode Island, and we'll talk about the NIT a little bit as well. The Nebraska women hoping to get the NCAA tournament tonight. Looking at the bracketology for the women, it looks like they're safely in at the number 8 seed. Oregon at number 9, shocking. Kansas State at number 11, more shocking. Baylor getting in, I'm happy for them. I'm glad they got in as a number 11. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll hear from that German Derek back at the studio in a little bit. But when we return, it is the head coach of the national champion Loper wrestling team, Mark Bauer, right after this.
Hi, I'm Matt Hanley, head wrestling coach of the Gyna Tiger High School in Maine. And you're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show. And they're wicked good.
Did you know that in Nebraska, 81% of teens know a friend who is in an abusive dating relationship, and that 49% of teens report that they themselves have experienced one or more forms of abuse? The Safe Center in Kearney provides free and confidential services for individuals who have experienced dating, domestic, or sexual violence. Some services offered are a 24-hour crisis line, emergency shelter, support groups, 911 cell phones, and referrals to medical and financial resources. For more information, please call us today.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
Right now at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, well-qualified buyers will experience this. 2.9% APR for 60 months, plus bonus cash on select 2008 vehicles, including the Cobalt, Impala, and Trailblazer. There's an even better deal on the 2008 half-ton Silverado. 0% APR for 60 months. And remember, every Chevy comes with the best coverage in America. A 100,000-mile, 5-year transferable powertrain limited warranty, plus roadside assistance and courtesy transportation. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac of Kearney. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Some say J.R.O. and some say Gyro. We think you'll simply say it's the best sandwich in the world. Since 1982, Nick's Gyros have earned this reputation among loyal customers because each sandwich is created with fresh pita bread baked daily, embellished with slow-cooked seasoned beef, crisp lettuce, shredded cheddar cheese, onion, and sour cream. Next time you eat out, why not have the best sandwich in the world at Nick's Gyros, where every Tuesday, kids 12 and under eat free. Open daily 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Friday and Saturday till 10, with convenient parking on the hill at 39th and 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
People you know, community people, people you know, community people.
A lot of people are fixing up their old homes rather than buying new ones. It's a great investment. We can help you do that. See us about a home improvement loan. We're an equal housing lender. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people.
This year's Fall and Winter High School Sports Podcast on ESPNSuperstation.com will only be available through June 1st, so download your favorites today.
A snow advisory remains in effect for the area early today, as we'll see some areas of snow mixed with freezing rain and some rain in spots. Accumulations of an inch or two are anticipated, with highs staying around 36 with northeast winds 5 to 15. Chance of rain or snow showers early tonight, low at 26. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 32.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Derek's back at the studio because, you know, we had this weekend, and it actually turned out to be a pretty nice day on Saturday. The open house at Prairie Hills Golf, Derek.
Yeah, and they had a great turnout. I got an email here from the Dent Popper inbox from Nick, who's out at Prairie Hills. We'll have that coming up for you in a second. But first, you can't miss the March 22nd hole-in-one contest out at Prairie Hills. You got a chance to win $40,000, either that or a GMC Acadia. They're going to take 50 non-pro, non-teaching pros. They're going to qualify you for a shot at the grand prize. $10 will get you 3 entry shots to try to qualify to win that $40,000. Again, that's coming up on March 22nd, so make sure you make it out there to Prairie Hills, 9 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10 for that. And I go to the Dent Popper inbox here for Nick's email. It says, Doug and Daddy, I know how Daddy feels now when he leaves town. How do you handle writer's cramp? We signed autograph after autograph on Saturday at the open house, and I could use a little help from Daddy. We had a great turnout, and the ribs were amazing. Don't even get me started on the brisket, Doug.
That's amazing. That's just amazing. And of course, today is Monday. If you're not a St. Patrick's Day person, go check out Half Price Simulator today, because you sure the heck can't play outside today. So check out they have the 2007 Simulator of the Year. Great golf, play almost any course in the country and have a good time. And we wish the best of luck. Were they giving us some trash talk as well?
They were. He kind of ends off his email here. Thanks for the help. I'm set up, and I'm going to win the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge. Watch out for Prairie Hills. That's from Prairie Hills.
Well, the Doug and Daddy Show special extended edition today from 11 to 1. We're expected to be joined by Arkansas baseball coach Dave Van Horn. We'll talk with Tony Hobson of the Hastings College women. They play in the NAIA National Semifinals. Daryl Moore is going to talk a little spring football about UNK. Stop by. We're live at Cunningham's Journal. We're for lunch, French dip sandwiches in honor of our favorite dip. And Daddy, these French dip sandwiches, all they cost is a donation to St. Jude.
Well, is the game better than that? Helping the children? Helping you with lunch.
It is unbelievable. And then, of course, dinner and happy hour. They're serving burgers tonight from 4 to 8. Party time going on all day. Stop by and see us here during the Doug and Daddy Show at Cunningham's Journal. But right now, we are pleased to welcome in the 2008 Division II Coach of the Year, the head coach of the national champion UNK Lopers, Mark Bauer. Coach, congratulations, and how does all that sound?
It sounds great. How sweet it is. That's wonderful.
You have been battling, and again, I guess we would have to consider this a little bit of a surprise when we, Daddy, you touched on it early in the show with all that you guys went through this year to get it together and to get the people healthy and to get the kids in the lineup that you had hoped to have in the lineup at the start of the year and put it all together and get every half point that you needed to win the national championship.
Well, in the words of my college wrestling coach, Mike Denny at UNO, he would say, it's a delightful challenge, and it has been a delightful challenge. The entire year from the very get-go, we just seemed like we were having the injuries, and we just couldn't get our guys in place. And like I told you guys last week, it wasn't until that last week of duels that we finally got things clicking. And I'm kind of glad we had some easy duels that week. It got some momentum built up to heading into regionals, and we were hoping to carry that into nationals. But the national tournament this year, I'll tell you, it was a lot different than the one we had here last year in terms of momentum. Central Oklahoma last year just got on a roll, and they just took off, and nobody could catch them. Whereas this year, first round, Joe Ellenberger, number 2 in the nation, gets upset by Blue Wall from UNO. I mean, we didn't see that coming. On the other hand, Minnesota State Mankato lost Elg, their 41-pounder, and UNO lost Vince, and their 165-pounder. So it was like all three teams kind of took a hard hit early on. And momentum shifts were just back and forth. And there was a point in time where we felt like we were not going to be in the hunt for the national title.
Mark, going to this tournament, were you guys all systems going? You firmly believed you could win it, or was in the back of your mind, you know what, top 3 is going to be great for this squad? What was the ultimate goal? Obviously, winning this thing was the ultimate goal, but realistically, were you thinking about that?
Yeah, realistically, the way things were going, I felt like we had a shot. I really did. And again, we've got the guys to do it. Travell DeLognev, Brett Allgood. I mean, I can go up and down our lineup. All of our seniors are just, I kind of call it the murderer's row there with Jeff Rutledge, Joe Ellenberger, and Ryan Epperson. I mean, it's just like boom, boom, boom. We felt like we had the power to do it. But, we had a lot of things going that were on our side this weekend. Before the last day, John McBride, our athletic director, came up and put his hand on my shoulder and said, well, Coach, I hope the wrestling gods are watching over us today. And they were. We needed that. We needed something. And I tell you what, it was just awesome to see it all come together the way it did.
What was the turning point where you knew you had a chance? Obviously, Terrell, a big favorite to take care of business in that heavyweight division. But when was the turning point where you said, This is ours, guys. We just finished this out.
Well, let me tell you about the last day. You know, we kind of got on a roll at the end of the first day and felt very confident coming into the semifinals. And we started off slow again the second day. And it got to a point where after the semifinals matches, we were down like 20, 25 points. And Pitts Johnstown and Omaha were right on our tails. And to start those placing rounds, you know, we really didn't know where we were going to be. And as we started getting into those matches that got us into the placing matches, we were actually cheering at one point for Minnesota State Mankato to beat Pitts Johnstown because we thought Pitts Johnstown was going to catch us. Well, what do you know? They beat Mankato, and then all of a sudden Mankato started losing some matches, and we started winning some matches, and one of our former alumni, Jeff Sylvester, came down out of the stands, and he's like, you know what, guys? I think you're in this thing. They lost a lot of matches, and you won a lot of matches. You got a bunch of guys in for third. They got a bunch of guys down the fifth and sixth place matches. Well, they announced the team scores, and we were down by 3 points. And Tony, that's the time when we thought we had a chance. We had five guys in the placing rounds on the consolation side, and I think they only had maybe two or three matches. And I think they lost all those matches, and we won, I think, three or four of them, which gave us a point for each one of those matches. But it wasn't just that. You know, we were cheering at one point for Fort Hays beating Mankato. I honestly just said that. We were cheering for Fort Hays, but in order for things to come down the way they did, it was, our guys stepped it up and they won some big matches, but we had some help along the way from some other schools.
Mark Bauer, the head wrestling coach of the national champion Lopers. You take a look at the big picture. You guys are the first Division II national championship for UNK, who is really, you know what, they've been successful. And I think folks that follow UNK and are fans of the Lopers and are part of the blue and gold maybe just didn't quite realize that this is the first national championship for Division II. Softball got some in NAIA, but this is the first Division II national championship. And may I say, for a program that not too long ago, before Mark Bauer was hired as coach, was thinking about being dissolved. And I know we've talked about this before, and you kept things going. You and your crew made the right calls and decisions and choices to keep this going. And that has to be, I mean, that's something that will never be taken away. First Division II championship for this school.
You know, a lot of people have said, you know, Coach Bauer, you deserve a lot of this credit. But I'm going to tell you guys right now, we cannot do what we're doing without the support of our administration. And it starts at the top with Chancellor Christensen. And it works its way down to our athletic director, John McBride. You know, yeah, we don't have a lot of the things that a lot of these other programs have, whether it's, you know, the equipment, the financial bet, whatever it is. We can sit down and talk about excuse after excuse, but what it boils down to is we have fantastic leadership at UNK and John McBride and Chancellor Christensen, and them allowing us to do what we're able to do and just giving us the reins to do it. And we are so thankful for that. I mean, we are so blessed to have those two gentlemen as our leaders.
Talk about the bus ride home. What was that like? Did anybody stop smiling and laughing and just the good time had to roll all the way back into Kearney when the fire trucks met you?
It really did. And, you know, John McBride told me that, you know, they were planning some things for us when we got home. And I kind of didn't, you know, let the cat out of the bag too early. I wanted to kind of keep it a little bit of a secret. I did tell him we were going to have some receptions and some things going on. But, you know, the guys were, you know, as soon as we got on the bus that morning, they were still, you know, chanting and screaming national champs. They were just very excited. The trip home was pretty fun. As we got closer to Kearney, I told the guys, I said, you know, we need to make sure we're ready for what's to come here right now. I said, I'm not really sure what to expect. As soon as they met us out at the exit with those police cars and the fire engine, they were like, oh, wow, this is kind of a big deal. Now, they didn't understand why, if their sirens were blaring and the lights were flashing, why we were stopping at the stoplight. I told them, you know, we're not above the law here. You know, we still have to follow the rules. So we did turn that corner right there at the health and Sports Center, and I tell you what, we saw the fans sitting there chanting. We were jumping in the back getting our warm-ups on because we wanted to look like the team that we were, and it was a great reception.
Mark, you mentioned the upset in the first round. How do you keep his focus, or is that on him, being the competitor that he is, saying, you know what, I owe this to my team, to my coach, basically to everybody out there to come back and wrestle the way I know I can wrestle and get that third-place finish?
Our first worry is we want to make sure the rest of our team keeps their emotions intact, because if we lose one of our leaders like Joe Ellenberger in that first round and everybody's, we're feeling bad for Joe and we're sorry and we're sad, then it's going to affect their performances. I was very proud of all of our young men. We knew what we lost in that match, but on the same token, we saw it happen to Joe Ellenberger the first tournament of the year. He went out and lost to a Mesa State kid first round at the Wyoming Open, came all the way back, and for third and fourth place, pinned one of the top kids in Division I. And we knew what Joe was capable of doing. I didn't talk to Joe right away. I went over and coached some other matches, and I made it a point to go find him later, and I told him, I said, Joe, you are the heart and soul of this team. You've got to get fired back up again. He looked at me and goes, I'm kind of feeling sorry for this next guy right now. And that's Joe's attitude. He is a competitor. He's a young man, actually. His brother, Jake the Juggernaut Ellenberger's a MMA, mixed martial arts fighter. And Joe's kind of heading that way right now. But that's the kind of competitor he is. And I tell you what, for him to put the fact that his hopes to become a national champion were gone, he didn't lose sight of the fact that we had the chance to become a national champion of the team, and that's a tough one to take, but he did it.
One of those matches goes against him, and you don't have the trophy.
Yeah. Well, honestly, Tony, any one of those matches we lost, we wouldn't have that trophy. Paul Sutton, my heart goes out to him. He wrestled his tail off. We asked him to weigh in at 174 and bump up to 184 all season long, and, he won his first match and made a decision to kiss. Even that one match, that win, helped us win that national title. Now, Paul did not become an All-American. He's our only one individual that didn't. And I felt like his semifinals match, he really kind of got hosed around a little bit and some really bad calls. But, again, he kept fighting. He fought and fought and fought. And, again, that bleeds over to the rest of our team. If our guys go out and, don't compete and aren't putting their heart into it, that affects everybody, and not one of our guys back down.
Well, and you talked about it a little bit there, Tony. Tervell saying right afterwards, I like that the team title is up to me to get. That's why I wrestle for the team. I didn't feel any pressure throughout the tournament, only excitement. And I think you could tell that's the way this team wrestles. I think somewhere Tom McCann smiling because he's a big wrestle-back guy. That's how they do so well at the state tournament. That you guys fought back, got four thirds, two national champs, took nine kids. And so what's it going to take to repeat? Who's back, just for the fans? Who's back? Where are you building? How's the recruiting going? Because I know that's still going
125, Michael Brill we have back. He finished fourth at our regional tournament. He's a tough little dynamite kid. He's just a kid that he went to junior college right out of high school to a school that didn't have wrestling. And so really, even though he's a junior, he's never wrestled in college before, and he really progressed this year. We've got him back. 133, Joey Morrison, who's the young man that we were hoping to have at 25 at the end of the year, will be back for us at 133. 141, we got a transfer in from Colby Community College, a young man by the name of Tyler Baker, who actually defeated during the season this year the returning RMAC champion at 141. And so we feel like we got some power there. 49, Ryan Etherton, All-American, third in the nation, will be back. 57. Right now we've got a young freshman out of Marino, Colorado by the name of Ross Brunkhart, who I think finished the year like 21-3, 21-4 for us, and so we've got a really solid young man there. 65 on up to 97, we've got that whole slew of guys back, and so we're going to be really top-heavy and strong this next year. Our big question mark right now is actually heavyweight. Kelsey Empton, our returning 97-pound All-American from last year, is talking about going up to heavyweight. I honestly think he could be a significant impact for us up there. Our transfer that we got last year, Willie Weber, blew his knee out. There's a 60% chance that he may never compete again. And so that's kind of one that's up in the air right now for us. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, we've got an email here from Dave at the NCAA granting Tervell. It says that Tervell does have another year of eligibility. So
we'll take it.
In between his Olympic tryouts. Yeah. Mark, before we let you get out of here, the time never stops. We're talking with Mark Bauer, national championship coach of the UNK wrestlers. Coach, you've got kids coming in this weekend for the classic. Tell everybody about what's going on.
Well, I tell you what, it's going to be at the First Tier Event Center. The weigh-ins start Thursday night for the younger kids. We've got, the first day, kids that are 6 and under, the 12 and under will be competing. We should have about 600 to 700 kids that day. And then the following day, on Saturday, 1,500, 1,800 divisions, we're going to have another 600, 700 kids come in. Last year we had a little over 1,500 kids. It's a great, great event. The quality of wrestling is from all over the Midwest. I think right now we've got 6 or 7 states that are already pre-registered for this event. And it's just an event that we started as a fundraiser and is gradually growing into a really fine tournament here in Nebraska to help increase and raise the level of competition here for these local kids.
Well, it's going on all weekend, and Mark, we appreciate you during a little time off for spring break here, just a little time, and I know you got a lot to do. Congratulations. We always appreciate what you do and the time you give to us and the kids, and nobody deserves it more. Congratulations. Enjoy the moment with you and the family.
Will do. I appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
Congratulations.
Mark Bauer, head wrestling coach of the national champions from the University of Nebraska at Kearney. They win it. Even if it's just a half a point, you know what? They won it, Daddy, and they are the national champion.
Well, there's only one trophy, and they brought it home.
That's right. It's the gold one.
Yeah.
It's better than the silver ones, and so congratulations.
They had the silver ones already. They were lacking that gold one.
And now, it's going to be – then they'll make it look a little better next year. Silver, gold, silver, gold, silver will be going on as well. Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got more folks joining us as the program moves along, including – Tony Hobson to talk about the Hastings women's basketball team in the national semifinals tonight. A little spring football with Daryl Morse. We're anticipating a call from Dave Van Horn, Arkansas baseball coach as well. Back with more after this on the Doug and Danny Show live from Cunningham's.
After listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, many people are heard to mutter,
"Who are those guys?"
Those guys, we'll be right back.
Piper Jr. here. Have you always dreamed about a career in sports? Dr. Lynn Lashbrook with Sports Management Worldwide offers online training courses that launch your sports career. Sports Management Worldwide at smww.com trains people in as little as 8 weeks to be sports agents, scouts, and work in the front offices of the NFL, MLB, NHL, NBA, and NASCAR. Call Sports Management Worldwide at 877-SMWW now. That's 877-SMWW-NOW. Call now or visit smww.com.
Quiznos presents the Prime Rib Ranchero. Slices of tender prime rib, piled high with fire, roasted poblano, peppers, tangy chipotle mayo,
and pepper jack cheese
and mayo. The bold taste of prime rib ranchero, a sandwich this over the top deserves a commercial. This over the top.
Quiznos, love what you eat.
At participating locations for a limited time only.
Integrity, trust, accountability. These values are at the very heart of the choices we make in life. Thrivent Financial for Lutherans understands what our members value most, protecting and providing for their loved ones. Maybe that's why nearly 3 million members turn to Thrivent Financial to help them meet their financial goals.
For your local Thrivent Financial Associate, visit Paul Mueller in Kearney or Deb Christensen in Holdridge, or look them up online at thrivent.com.
Right now at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, well-qualified buyers will experience this. 2.9% APR for 60 months, plus bonus cash on select 2008 vehicles, including the Cobalt, Impala, and Trailblazer. There's an even better deal on the 2008 half-ton Silverado. 0% APR for 60 months. And remember, every Chevy comes with the best coverage in America. A 100,000-mile, 5-year transferable powertrain limited warranty, plus roadside assistance and courtesy transportation. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac of Kearney. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Hi, I'm Justin McBride, PBR World Champion. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
A snow advisory remains in effect for the area early today, as we'll see some areas of snow mixed with freezing rain and some rain in spots. Accumulations of an inch or two are anticipated, with highs staying around 36 with northeast winds 5 to 15. Chance of rain or snow showers early tonight, low at 26. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 32.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We are live at Cunningham's Journal as we are doing our special St. Patrick's Day show, and we're going to be here till 1. And, of course, the folks here are going to be here all day long. Stop by for lunch. They've got French dip sandwiches. All they cost is a donation to St. Jude's. And, of course, they've got drink specials going on all day. We're talking sports. They're just about giving away things here. They've got plenty of, as somebody said, if you come in and make a donation, you can get laid. And that's, L-E-I-D, get the old Hawaiian laid. And we already see some people wearing that. We see some festive uniforms and outfits and hats and, the Hawaiian head flower gear that's green. And Tony, everybody's having fun here. Stop by and see us, Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Doesn't matter. Morning, noon, night. They're going to be here all day long for your enjoyment.
Coming up, Tony Hobson, Hastings women's basketball. Daryl Morris, talk a little football in our second hour for UNK. We're hoping to be able to talk with Dave Van Horn. The crew is they're coming up right now from Arkansas to Lincoln for baseball doubleheader. One game tomorrow, one game Wednesday, 1:05. Daddy, so much to talk about in the sports world. Tiger Woods, 18th hole, 25-foot fender. Bam, go home. I'm the winner again.
How about the loneliest feeling in the world, knowing that Tiger's out there can rip your tournament title right out of your hands, and all you can do is sit there and watch and just shake your head and smile?
Mr. Bryant, if he wins, he's in the Masters, and that's probably the biggest thing. Yes, the paycheck's big, but a chance to play the Masters, and that's probably the most disappointing.
51 out of 52 putts inside of 7 feet. 51 out of 52 putts inside of 7 feet.
Those are the ones you're supposed to make, right?
Well, I think he missed a comeback or two, so it was actually 50. He missed two of them inside of 7 feet.
So right now, and this is one of the things you look at the sites. If you're in Vegas, you can wager on Tiger. How many majors he will win this year? 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. Right now, and this will probably be a future Prairie Hills poll in one question, which right now is which number one seed will go the farthest in the men's tournament. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Most people thought North Carolina was the best team in the country last week, edging out Kansas, and who in our poll this week, which number one team will go the farthest in the NCAA tournament. I would assume a lot of people would take North Carolina, although I didn't see a lot of the national people picking North Carolina to win the national title last night. But anyway, Daddy, right now Tiger will win how many majors?
He's got to win the slam. He doesn't lose.
That's all that's left to do?
That's all that's left to do. You know what? 64, he draws even with Sam Snead, and now he sets his sights on Jack Nicklaus at 73. Who's going to beat him? Who's going to beat him? The last person to beat him, I believe, was Phil Mickelson in the Deutsche Bank Classic or something like that. But he's beat him in every other tournament they played in. So
even with the slow start this week, he still came back and won it. And he got some help yesterday, and it'll be interesting to hear Jim Rome this afternoon talk about everybody choking. I mean, Tiger didn't go out and beat them necessarily yesterday. His number was 9. Vijay was at 9 early in the day and fell backwards. Nobody really went out and got the job done yesterday, and Tiger did what he had to do and then made that great putt.
Well, you know, going to playoff with him would have been unbearable as well, because you know he's going to smoke you on the first playoff hole. So, you can shake your head and say that Bryant wanted to get in that playoff, but nonetheless, I think he knew the end result before it was going to take place.
By the way, yesterday, Jeff Burton, the winner at Bristol Motor Speedway, and then, of course, Kevin Harvick and Clint Bowyer ran second and third. Do you know what that meant on the short track? On the short track? That's what they call it.
That was like a triple of that Childress Racing.
That's right. Childress Racing went 1, 2, 3.
And then Joe Gibbs Racing went, I don't know.
And now here's the deal. Just to make Derek back at the studio happy, I am for a moment going to talk about NBA basketball.
Yes!
I thought you liked it. NBA basketball, to all the people that said the streak would end when the Lakers were coming into town, 99 Lakers, 104-92 Rockets, 22 straight wins. They do face a brutal schedule this week. hosting Boston, then hit the road to play at New Orleans, Golden State, and Phoenix, all before Saturday night.
Derek, do you know who Rafer Alston is?
Now, how about my man Rafer? He had a career-high 31 the other. That's Skip to my Lou. That's the streetball legend Skip to my Lou.
How many dimes does he have?
Oh, I think he only dished out about 5 dimes the other night. He did have 31, though.
Any nickels?
I don't know about any nickels or quarters, okay. But he did have some dimes.
Rafer Alston?
Rafer Alston, yeah.
Who is this guy?
You don't
He's
know
a
Rafer.
Winner.
He's a
He's
winner.
He's making a team. Making
Why
a
is
team.
This man dressed in a kilt?
Daddy. No. We had a kilt made for Daddy, but, you know, we ran out of fabric. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can call and join us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're live at Cunningham's Journal here in the downtown Kearney Center for St. Patrick's Day, and the show's going until 1 o'clock today, and we'd love to hear from you. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy, spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'd love to hear from you as well on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Lots of things going on. We are going to take another break and be back with more from Cunningham's right after this.
And now, another unsolicited listener comment on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
AutoZone. When it comes to when you should change your oil, it's not how many miles you drive, it's how you drive. Get in the zone. At AutoZone, we know that people who drive in stop-and-go traffic or extreme temperatures need to change their oil every 3,000 miles. Now, get 5 quarts of Castrol motor oil and a Fram oil filter for just $13.99. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Don't wait. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone. Is Progressive.com an auto insurance utopia? Well, what else would you call a place that can save you hundreds when you switch? And even more if you're a good driver. You see, at Progressive, you're rewarded for slowing down at yellow lights, using your directional, and yes, yielding at yield signs. Sounds utopian. Did I mention this music is played by actual angels with harps? Start saving today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That's Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company's affiliates, Mayfield, Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Boys and Girls State High School basketball tournaments have come to a close. If you missed any of the action or want to hear it again, go to ESPNSuperstation.com.
Into the fourth court, Raymond has got it. Now to Spittler. Cranks up an off-balance three. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Gendrich. Long pass down to four to Minky. His shot is up there. Blocked down.
From St. Cecilia's state championship to all 6 Boys and Girls state championship games, you can catch it on the podcast. Simply go to ESPNSuperstation.com and enjoy the moment again.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Tri-City Storm begins a 3-game road trip this Friday when they travel to Lincoln. Saturday, they are on their way to Cedar Rapids. Tonight, the Nebraska women's basketball team will find out their spot in either the NCAA or NIT tournament. While Nebraska and Creighton know that they are in the NIT tournament, Creighton will be hosting Rhode Island on Tuesday. The Nebraska men will host Charlotte at 8 o'clock on Wednesday at the Devaney Center. The Hastings College women's basketball team will take on the number one team in the country, College of Ozarks, tonight in the NAIA National Semifinals. Tip time is at 6. You can hear the game starting at 5:45 on our sister station, 1230 a.m., KHAS. In wrestling, the University of Nebraska will be at the NCAA Championships this weekend in St. Louis, Missouri. Hastings College baseball team continues their spring break road trip in Oklahoma, while the UNK baseball team is scheduled to host New Mexico Highlands this weekend. Nebraska is scheduled to host Arkansas and Oklahoma.
Hello, this is Coach Barry Alvarez, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A snow advisory remains in effect for the area early today, as we'll see some areas of snow mixed with freezing rain and some rain in spots. Accumulations of an inch or two anticipated, with highs staying around 36 with northeast winds 5 to 15. Chance of rain or snow showers early tonight, low at 26. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 32.
Gather round ye lads and lasses, set ye for a while, and hearken to me, mournful tale.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show. St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. We're live at Cunningham's Journal of Downtown Kearney Center. Come on in, it's lunchtime. French dip sandwiches. Just make a donation to St. Jude's. You're helping your belly, you're helping the kids. Come down and see them today for St. Patrick's. That's going on all through lunch hour tonight. For dinner and happy hour, they've got burgers. They already went through breakfast today. They've got great drink specials, green draws, Killian draws, Guinness draft. Coming in, Wild Clover is going to be cranking it up here again about noontime to get you through the lunch hour. Mike and the gang are doing a great job here, as always, at Cunningham's Journal. I'll tell you what, they just continue to grow here, and a lot of people have been here, are coming in now for lunch. Glad you're with us. Come in and join us for the Doug and Daddy Show for the next hour or a little plus. We're here till at least 1 o'clock, and the new St. Paddy's tradition here at Cunningham's Journal. Again, lunch is for you, specials for you. Enjoy it. They've got giveaways and, of course, all the things that have to go with St. Patrick's Day.
Those are so big, Doug. Those beers are so big.
Hey, you wanted to know who was coming to Omaha for the NCAA tournament. The first game, according to the Dent Popper inbox, Riz wants to know, who do I have to get up to see at 11:20? Well, that would be Kansas and Portland State. And then the next game would be the 8-9 matchup, UNLV and Kent State. And I'm pretty sure that as we go to this, I will be buying something from the Golden Flashes of Kent State, hat, you know, shirt, something for Kent State. Then the evening session, USC and Kansas State. And then the last game, Wisconsin, Cal State, Fullerton. So if you're afraid that game's going to put you to sleep, it's the last one of the day, maybe you sneak out and enjoy a little bit of Omaha while that's all going on. Daddy, obviously, not only is the USC-Kansas State the game of this region, it is the game of the first round of the tournament. It's already been billed as Mayo versus Beasley. I cannot understand why Kansas State is an 11 seed just from the talk. Then you kind of look at their record, and they kind of struggled down the stretch, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. I didn't think USC was that good, but you got two of the power conferences meeting in the first round. I like K-State in this, but most of the time I like stuff, it goes straight into flames.
Well, Doug, you want something to go straight into flames, I think you may like Kansas State then, because I look back, many people expect UCLA to make a run deep, deep, many people picking them to win the national championship, take home the big trophy. Well, this is a team with O.J. Mayo that has been able to compete. They lost by 3. They won by 9. They lost by 6, I believe. Those are the 3 times they met this year. So, you know, it's kind of one of those deals. You like UCLA? Play the 1-to-1 shot. You like USC as a sleeper team? You find them at 20-to-1. You know, it's one of those horse race deals. They've been able to play with that team. Now, I suppose matchups when you get into this tournament, that's one big thing. Night in, night out, you've got to find a team that matches up extremely well. Now, I'm not sure they've got anybody that can guard a Michael Beasley, and this may be one of those games where two players just go absolutely nuts and let's see who can outscore each other, and it's going to come down to somebody on their supporting cast going to have to step up and make a big game. But what a marquee matchup to get right here in the backyard.
Well, Southern Cal has been installed as a 3-point favorite in the early lines. All of those are out, and Southern Cal is favored by 3. The biggest favorite in the first round, of course, those number one seeds are always big. Kansas is a 23-point favorite over a Portland State. UCLA is a 29-point favorite over Mississippi Valley State, and that is the biggest spread in the first round.
Yeah, UCLA, that's interesting to me because UCLA is one of those teams that a lot of times can score 53 points and beat you 53-38. They can grab, they can pull, they can push you, make it a very rough game. Are they going to be able to score 30, you know, outscore somebody by 31 points? 20, they opened at 29. Now that's actually 31.5 or something of that. So they're going to have to put some points on the board. You know, heck, even if Mississippi Valley State can muster up a nice score of 40, you know, can they score 73 points?
Doug, Daddy, and Matty are with you here at Cunningham's. You know, the threesome that was at the Whoopers and Hoopers judging the slam dunk contest and the 3-point championship. Mike Trader's team. With the Levinson boys and Spady boys, they were the elite division champions this weekend. Hogan's wins the women.
Well, congratulations to everybody that participated over there. Hopefully injury-free after the weekend. Slam dunk contest was interesting. Albert Robinson was a champion out of Memphis, Tennessee, all 5'8" of the little fella. Quite the little package he was.
He had some good athleticism, and he was the winner. Just get back to the NCAA tournament before we get set to join Tony Hobson here just after the top of the hour. Doug and Daddy Show live at Cunningham's. Come on in and join us on this St. Patrick's Day for lunch and beverages and whatever it is that makes you feel Irish on this Monday spring break going on. So a lot of people out and about here today. But you take a look at some of these games, Daddy, And you know what? 6-11. Purdue's only favored by 2.5 over Baylor. That tells you that the boys in Vegas don't think that that's a 6-11 matchup. Some other ones that are kind of interesting. You've got Kent State that's actually favored over UNLV. You kind of slide down here and you look at some of these other matchups. Marquette only favored by 5 over Kentucky. Texas A&M, which is the lower seed, is favored by 2 over BYU. Georgia and Xavier, that's a 3-14, and Xavier is only favored by 6. Then you come down here, Clemson and Villanova, another one that you really don't want to draw. Clemson's only favored by 5 in that basketball game. Drake only favored by 3 over Western Kentucky. Indiana-Arkansas is an 8-9 matchup. That Gonzaga-Davidson game that we talked about, that's a toss-up. Oregon comes in as a 9 seed, and they're still only a 2.5-point underdog. So that's just some of those matchups that maybe the seeds don't necessarily hold true in Vegas' eyes.
Doug, watching the selection show yesterday, was it no more aggravating and frustrating it had to be for the Baylor Bears waiting until that final bracket?
Well, we all thought when Kansas State comes up as an 11 and then they still hadn't shown Texas A&M that Baylor was not going to get in, that Baylor was going to be left out. And that was, you know, the guys I was watching said, well, Baylor's not in. Texas A&M, I mean, when Kansas State was in it as 11, then all of a sudden you're going, is the Big 12 going to get hosed here with only 4 teams? And then you saw Texas A&M in that last regional, and you said, well, there's no way Baylor's in because, you know, they've got every region, and, you know, they could put 2 here, but they're not going to. And Baylor, you know, it comes down to that last slot. Is it Baylor? Is it Arizona State? Is it West Virginia? And Virginia Tech, and it ends up being the Baylor Bears.
Yeah, what the excitement that those kids felt after that program has been so lowly far down, and all the trouble they'd went through to reach really the pinnacle of basketball, other than winning this deal.
Well,
the elation you feel on Selection Sunday when your name finally pops up there, so good for them.
And, you know, you kind of hope Baylor wins and the Big 12 does well. Just a lot of excitement going on out there as the NCAA tournament continues. We've got a lot more coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we have wound down our first hour at Cunningham's Journal of the Law. Folks, continue to roll in. We invite you to come in for lunch, French dip sandwiches. All they cost is a donation to St. Jude, whatever you want to give. So we'll help the kids out. Come by, see us. We are here until 1 o'clock. Folks, continue to roll in. Folks coming out, folks coming in. Wild Clover getting ready to crank up with some Irish tunes here just in a couple of minutes. So we're glad to have you along with us. And as we go into break, we throw it back to Derek. Derek, any business we need to take care of back there, emails or anything else?
It doesn't look like an email box. Looks pretty clear. The Dent Popper inbox, nothing in there. And I think we're pretty good right now.
Sure want to hit the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge again. A lot of great prizes coming your way. Get signed up today. The password is winner. I'm thinking Dave tried to put that on our website, maybe.
Yep, it's there. Okay, it's there. And all you have to do is go to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com. You click on the tournament challenge. The group name is Doug and Daddy. The password is winner. All that information is right there on our homepage. You get in, you fill out your bracket. And again, we have to emphasize, to win prizes this year so that we can contact you, you must sign up to be a super fan, which is also right there on the front page of the website, ESPNSuperstation.com. Stop by and see us for that. And sign up on all we need there is the information to get you the prizes once you're a winner. So you have to be a super fan. You can get in our bracket challenge, but if we don't know who you are, then we can't get your prizes if you're a winner. And plenty of prizes. We had over 350 entrants last year right around there and gave out about 40 prizes. So that's a pretty good chance to be a winner in our NCAA tournament bracket. Just go to ESPNSuperstation.com. And click on the tournament challenge and get signed up. You have to do it before the first game tips off on Thursday. But do it today.
Lunch today going on. Wayne just showed up, so stop by and give him a punch as well. Maybe you're not hungry. Wayne's here, so you can give him a little punch.
In fact, if you come by and punch Wayne, I will donate to St. Jude's. First person that comes in and punches Wayne, I'm donating to St. Jude. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy. At ESPNSuperstation.com. Folks, continue to have fun on this St. Patrick's Day, and we will do that with Tony Hobson, the head women's basketball coach at Hastings, as they get ready for the national semifinals right after this break in sports here on ESPN Radio.
There they are, two dirty boys.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
over!